From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States after pulling off a stunning and unexpected win over the Democratic candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump said Clinton called to congratulate him. Trump appealed for unity as he addressed supporters at his election headquarters in New York City.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me.
Trump's victory denied Hillary Clinton becoming the first woman elected president in the U.S.
I had a feeling that a lot of people were not really, they were embarrassed to tell that they were supporting him, but we would see a lot of people voting for him at this election day. And I'm so happy to see that this is possible, that you can go against political correctness.
So this is a Brexit vote. This is the U.S. equivalent of a Brexit vote. All of the polls didn't believe it, and all the polls said it wasn't going to happen.
Hillary Clinton's campaign manager addressed supporters at her election headquarters in New York Tuesday night, but no timetable was given on when Clinton will speak publicly, although political observers expect she will make a statement sometime on Wednesday. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election sparked a drastic plunge in stock prices on global markets, weakening the U.S. dollar and pushed down oil prices. Some analysts in New York tell VOA Trump's plan to reduce regulation could be helpful to the oil drilling and banking sectors. This is VOA News. The close presidential vote Tuesday night was mirrored by extremely tight races for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. But as more results came in, it became clear the Republican Party would keep its majority control over both houses of Congress. Democrats had strong hopes of overturning the Republicans' 8-seat majority in the Senate, but they fell short. Besides voting for president Tuesday, voters in 35 American states were deciding more than 150 policy issues that included legalizing recreational use of marijuana and restricting access to guns and ammunition. Voters are also deciding whether to mandate higher minimum wages. Voters in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, overwhelmingly approved a referendum to make the U.S. Capitol its 51st state, with Paul Gore saying they hope the vote puts pressure on the next Congress and president to address D.C.'s lack of representation in Congress. The International Organization for Migration reports several African migrants have died in a Libyan immigration detention center due to poor living conditions. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Organization for Migration says it is working with Libyan authorities to improve conditions and stave off an emerging crisis. At the Gharian al-Hamra detention center, about 90 kilometers south of Tripoli, IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says his organization is very concerned by the death of a migrant 2 days ago, the fourth such death in the past 3 weeks. He says all the men, who most likely came from West Africa, have died from liver failure. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The British government is promising to share with the devolved national governments of Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland information about its Brexit negotiations. The Westminster government is trying to formulate a unified plan for Britain to leave the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May wants to begin exit negotiations by the end of March. The United Kingdom's constituent nations want a say in how those negotiations will proceed. And once again, recapping our top story on this election day in the United States, Donald Trump, with the surprise win, upsetting Hillary Clinton for the U.S. presidency, denying her the opportunity of becoming the first woman elected president in the U.S. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.